Today's Shi'as Masechta Menachos, Daf Chav Ches, we will begin at Daf Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, Shiva Kanei Haman Menorah. The Menorah we know had seven branches. And says the Mishnah that those seven branches, Makmas Zeh Zeh. And if they're missing, if the Menorah is missing any of those branches, the Halacha is that then the menorah is disqualified. The Mishnah doesn't identify what would be the halacha regarding the mitzvah of hadlokas haneiros. We know that there's a mitzvah to light in the menorah, in the base hamigdash every day, the menorah. And what the Mishnah doesn't identify is what happens if they weren't all lit. Will you be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas haneiros with only seven of them? The base Halevi's opinion is that all of them are ma'akiv. Just like the Mishnah says that you have to have all seven branches, you have to light all seven candles. However, there are achronim that the Sfasemis disagree, and they said that these are two separate halachas. Tysus asks the question, why, as we speak so much when we speak about the halacha of the Korban Mincha, and we speak so much that the Korban Mincha has to be put into Kli Shoris, because by putting into Kli Shoris, it becomes Kaidish. The question that Tysus asks is the halacha, why, what about the Shemen? The halacha is that, does the Shemen have to be put into a Kli Shoris to become Kaddish? So he says that, so the Shevet Alevi says in the Tshuva that can the Menorah, the branches of the Menorah, maybe take the place of the Kli Shoris. So again, Shevet Kanei Menorah Ma'akva Zezeh, Shevet Nereseho, on top of every branch there was a cup like where they put the oil. Also, Ma'akva Zezeh, you have to have all seven. Shtei Parshish Shemim Mezuzah. In the mezuzah, there are written two parshas, Shema Yisrael and Vahoyim Shemaya, and teaches us the Mishnah, Shnei parshas of mezuzah, the two parshas in the mezuzah, Makvazuzu, both are essential. Vafiluk Sav Echad Makvin. Even if one letter of the mezuzah is not written properly, says the Mishnah that it's not a kosher mezuzah. Our parshas Shabbat Tefillin, we know that the Tefillin have four parshas, Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shema Yikadishli, Kabacha, Vayik V'yacham, and again teaches us the Mishnah, our parshas Shabbat Tefillin, Makvin Zuzu, and again here too, Vafilik Sav Echad, even if one letter is not written properly, Gemara will give us different examples than how letters are supposed to be written, then it's possible. Abbot Tzitzis, Makvazuzu, the four tzitzis, the four corners, you have to have on all four corners tzitzis. Rabbi Shema, Sha'abosan, Mitzvachas, because they're all one mitzvah, and since they're all one mitzvah, they have to be all there to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Rishmol, I'm Abbas, Abba Mitzvahs, the four of them are considered all four separate, they're considered four separate mitzvahs, and says the Gemara. The Mishnah began that the Shivaknei Menorah Makvan Zuzu. So ask them, my Tama, what is the reason for that halacha? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, in describing the Menorah, and the Pasuk says, Kaftareim v'kanoisam imenu yiyu, Havayik Sabu, since the Torah says the word Havaya, we know that whenever the Torah uses that kind of wording, the Torah means that this is essential. Says the Brisker Rav that why do we have to have a special pasuk? Asked the Brisker Rav that for this halacha that the Shiva Kanei Menorah Amakvin Zazab. The pasuk says in describing the Klei Amashkan Hakob Ksaviyad Hashem Alai Hiskel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the direct instructions how all the clay and Mishkan should be built. So if the Torah gives us exact instructions how the menorah should be built, of course you have to have all of them. So Biskarov explains that when we speak about the menorah, there are two separate dinim. There's one halacha is that the menorah is one of the Kli Mishkan. And the Kli Mishkan have, indeed, the Torah gave instructions how they have to be built. But that's only as far as the din of Kli Migdash. But then, says the Briskarov, there's a second din. And the second din is that you have to light the menorah every day. And says the Briskarov, that's a separate din. And what the Gemara here is focusing is not on din or how to build the menorah. The Gemara is focusing here on how is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris accomplished. And that, the Torah is saying, is that it's accomplished that by all seven. And as I saw that the Kli Chemda explains, that there's a special din in Hadlokas Ner Echad, and not only is there a special din in Hadlokas Ner Echad, Hadlokas all the seven candles, but all seven candles are seven, he wants to suggest, are seven separate mitzvahs. And he says that that's one of the answers that he offers to the famous question that the Beis Yosef asks. That the Beis Yosef asks, why is Hanukkah an eight-day yontif? Why was the nes on the first day? For the first day, he asks, they found oil. It's only for the other days that they didn't find oil. So why is it eight-day yontif? It should only be a seven-day yontif. But he says that they only found enough oil in that pitcher for one day. And he explains, as we just said, that if you only have oil for one candle, you're also yoytze the mitzvah. What the ness was, that they didn't just find enough oil for one candle, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu helped them have a ness, that even on the first day, they found enough oil for all seven candles. And even though they could have technically been mekayim the mitzvah just with one candle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah with all seven candles. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara. The Braisa teaches us menorah ha'isabah mena eshes. They brought one big piece of gold, which they kept on forming until it became a menorah. Umanazov, and that piece of material has to be made out of gold. Also Megrutas, if they took pieces of gold and put them together, Psula. Shamint Matris, if you make it from other types of material, Kshera. Sas the Gemara, Maishna Megrutas, if you made it out of pieces of gold, we just said Psula. Tiksiv, because the Torah says, Mikshati Asa Menorah. From here we know that the menorah has to be made from one piece. And as we just said, the Torah uses the word havaya to teach us that it has to be one whole piece. And if it's not one whole piece, it's not a good menorah. So ask the Gemara, so that halacha should be applicable, mishar matkas nami, from other types of metal as well, says the Gemara. So the pasuk says Nara Zaratar, the Gam Havaya. So we see, ask the Gemara, that the Torah wants the menorah specifically to be made out of gold. So why, if you made it out of other materials, is it kosher? Amakra, says the Gemara, the pasuk says Tiasa, Vasisa Menorah Zaratar, Mixture Tiasa Menorah. From here we'll learn Larabis Mishadim Matchas, that it can be made from other materials as well. Ask the Gemara, if we have this pasuk of Teyasa, which is coming to teach us that the menorah can be made differently, so why don't we say it's coming to teach us Rabbis Grutas, that it can be made out of pieces of gold? Says the Gemara, Loisakadatach, that's not a good approach. The Mikshik Siv Havaya, the word Havaya is said right next to the word Miksha. Vasisa menorah is of Tom Miksha, Teyasa menorah, but we can. So we see that the year is going on the gold. asked the Gemara, but Teyasa Nami a Mikshik Siv. The word Teyasa is said right next to Miksha as well. So if that's the case, that shouldn't that mean that if it was made out of pieces, it's also kosher? Answers the Gemara, the Torah says the word Miksha twice. Miksha Teyasa Meara Kula Miksha Achazov Tar, that it has to be made out of La'akiv, it must be made out of one piece. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, the Torah says the word Zov twice. The Torah says Zov, Zov. The Torah says Vasisa Menorah Zov Tar. The Pasuk says Kula Miksha Acha Zov Tar. So why don't we say La'akiv, that it must be made out of gold? And we're learning that it can be made out of other materials as well. Hi, Mai. Ask the Gemara, Iyam B'Shlama, if you'll say Minugritos, that it's made from pieces of gold, it's psula. But when it's made mishamin and mitras, when it's made out of other metals, it's kosher. So now we could understand everything. Hainu zov zov miksha miksha. The pasuk that says zov twice is ledrasha. It's here to teach us the drasha. Elam migrutas kshera mishamin matras psula. Zav, zav, miksha, maksha, my darsh, behow, how will we assign all these psukim? It says, what did you mean? Madrasha, what is the way we're going to learn that we come to the result that if it's made out of pieces of gold, it's possible, but if it's made out of other metals, it's kosher? The Tanya, the Brisa says, regarding the menorah, kika zav, tar, yas, oisav, as kela, me'ela, and the pasuk next to the pasuk, a kikazov, the pasuk kikazov says, bomizov, if it comes from gold, bar kika has to be one piece of gold. Ain't a bomizov, if it's not cold gold, ain't a bar, kika doesn't have to be one piece. Furthermore, the pasuk says, gvieva katerao, perchao mimenu yiyu, bomizov, bar gvieim kaftarim refrochim, you have to have the cups and the flowers and the buttons. Ain't a bomizov, if it's not made from gold, so now we have a way of being able to explain. We have a way of explaining all the psukim. Veimanami, but ask the Gemara. Why don't we learn the psukim? The bazov, if it comes from gold, bar konim. Ain't a bazov, ain't a bar konim. And then the halacha is that we, of course, as we started the shiur today, know that menorah always has to have branches. Says the Gemara, a menorah that doesn't have branches, teaches us the Gemara, is not a menorah. But rather, that's called a pomet, like a candelabra. It's not called a menorah. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'zeh mas menorah mikshah zov. We learn bar zov. If it comes from gold, bar mikshah has to be one whole piece. Ain't a bar. So ain't a bar mixture doesn't have to be made out of one piece. Continues the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Zeh masa menayra mixture zav adirecha at pircha mixture mixture the seif lemay asay." What is that coming to teach us? Ask the Gemara when it says the second time mixture lemutei chatzoytris, to teach us that if the chatzoytris, which we're going to be discussing, were not made out of one piece, it's kosher. The Tananya, Hachzaitris Boim Ashoshis, the Hachzaitris came from, that they used to blow with in the base of Migdosh, when they brought the Kabanas, came from one piece, out of silver. Also, Menagritas, if it's made out of pieces, it's Ksherim. However, Mishaminematchis, if it's made out of other metals, not silver, the loch is that it's possible. The Tarak Daisha teaches us, so the Torah says that on Yom Tovim Rosh Chodesh we blew with the Chatzaitris. The Pasuk also says, V'chisavar mechama ba'atzchem al atzar atzor eschem ve'ratem b'charatzaitris v'nizkatem v'nei Hashem alakechem v'nishatem b'yaveichem. The Torah is coming to teach us that not only when Chas v'Shalom Klal Yisrael is going to war, but whenever Klal Yisrael is suffering, they blow the Chatzaitris. as the pasuk says, "Hatzar hatzoyr eschem v'roisim b'chatzoytris." And from here we learn whenever Klai Yisrael unfortunately is suffering and they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they blow the Chatzoytris. And they also blew with the Chatzoytris on Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, besides the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar. The Kohanim would also blow with the Chatzoytris when they brought Kabanis, as the pasuk says, "Uvnei Aaron Kahanim Yisku B'Chatzoytris." There's an interesting machloikis if that could be done, if that's considered an avoida, and it may not be done by a balmum, or could be done on by a balmum. The Magen Avraham points out that we b'zman hazeh don't blow chatzoytris when we suffer, so he explains that, since, as we're learning, the blowing of the chatzoytris must be done by kahanim, and we b'zman hazeh don't know exactly who are the kahanim, so that's why we stopped doing the mitzvah. Another pshat is that only when we have the Aron going out with us to war, that's when there's a mitzvah to blow a chatzoytris. Unfortunately, obviously, we don't have the Aron with us, so there's no chatzoytris. The chatzoytris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu were made out of silver. As the pasuk says, "Asei lecha shtei chatzoytris kesef." The chatzoytris that were in future years, there's a machloikis if they also had to be made strictly out of silver. And some say that only the chatzoytris in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu had to be made out of silver. The chatzoytris that came in future years did not have to be made out of silver. Ask the Gemara. But we're learning now that certainly in those times, the chatzoytris had to be made out of silver. Ask the Mamashna Mishnah Minim Mitchas Psulim. Why are other materials possible? The Ksiv, as we just read, the Pasuk says, Asei lecha shtei chatzoytris kesef. So ask the Gemara, Havaya, and the Pasuk says the word Havaya, Vahoy lecha l'mikra eda, as we keep on learning in our Shiurim, that whenever the Torah uses that type of wording, it means that's essential. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Minagrutah Snami, if it's made out of pieces of silver, the halacha should be possible, because the Torah says, Mikshito Aslahem, and the Torah says the word Havaya. Says the Gemara, Miet Rachmana Gabi Menorah Mikshahi, that we learned by the Menorah that the Torah says the word Mikshahi, and says the Gemara, what we learn from that, the Menorah strictly has to be made out of one piece of gold, but not the Chatzoytris. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbana, the Braisa teaches us, Kala Kalim Shasa Moshe, all the Kalim the Moshe Rabbeinu built for the Mishkan, Kshayrim Loi, Kasher for the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, the Kshayrim Ladoris, and they're also Kasher for all future generations. The Chatzoytris that were built by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kshayrim Loi, were good for when he was here, but not for future generations. Ask the Gemara, why were the chatzoytris that Moshe Rabbeinu made only good for when he was here? My tama ilema, because the pasuk says a say lecha shtei chatzoytris kesef, and we're going to learn lecha v'lo l'doros that this halach only applies to you and not future generations. Elamata, if that's the case, when the Torah speaks about Darin, and the Torah says v'sei lecha aron eitz hachinami lecha, that's going to be the halacha that the aron is only kosher for you v'loy l'dairus. It doesn't make sense. We of course had an aron in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash. Ella, ilaman da'amal lecha, they've come to teach us melcha mishalcha, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to use his own funds for it. Ilaman da'amar, according to Reuters, that comes. The Kadosh Baruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "B'shulcha ani roitzi yoitz Moshehem." I want your chatzoytris. What you are doing is more valuable to me than chatzoytris that would be done by the tzibur. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I want you to make the Aron, so, and that has more value and more importance to me, why don't we say the same by the Chatzotris? So how do we know that the Chatzotris are apostle or Doris? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassan Dom Makra L'cha Trey Zimni. The Torah by the Chatzotris says L'cha twice. The Torah says Asen L'cha Chtei Chatzotris Kesef. The Pasuk says V'hoi L'cha L'mikra Eda. The Torah, by saying the word L'cha twice, is teaching us that it's only for you. So I saw the Rav Cheskel Abramtzi asks, why the Chatzotris different? Says then that it's only the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. He says that when we speak about the Avodah of Kabbonis, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to bring Kabbonis, and that mitzvah remains forever. So that's why, even if things change, the Avodah of that doesn't change. Whereas, explains Rav Cheskel Abramtzi, when we speak about Chatzotris, the Chatzotris were a mikra eda, to call together all of Klal Yisrael. When it comes to call together all of Klal Yisrael, the only one that had the ability to really do that in an effective manner was Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the mitzvah of Chatzotris are different than all the other mitzvahs. L'mikra eda, when all of Klal Yisrael is going to get together, that's only something that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to do. Future generations don't have the ability to do so. Says the Gemara, Tanar Papa Breder of Chanan Tamed of Yosef. Menorah Hasabah Menashes. The menorah came from one piece of Menazov. It came from gold. Also Shel Kesef. But if you made it from silver kshera, shabats, iron, shall aver, tin, shall gister and lead, Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe says any of those materials, the menorah is not kosher. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Machshir, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says it's kosher. Shall eitz v'shall etzem, if it's made out of wood, bone, glass, shall tchuchis, says the Gemara, Divrei Hakel Psula, everybody agrees that that's possible. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Papa, my datra, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? How did you get to understand these different types of metals as being kosher and these other types of materials as not? Amar lay. So Rav Papa said to Rabbi Yosef, Beimar, both Rebbe and both Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Kloli uprati darshi. The pasuk that says, Vasisa menorah zov tor, Miksha teasa menorah, are explained with a klal prat fashion. Me a Massover, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is, Vasisa menorah is a klal. Vasisa seems to teach us every type of material is kosher. Zov tor is a prat, only gold. Then the pasuk says, Miksha tasa menorah. So we have a klal or prat, a klal. We know that the halacha is klal or prat to klal. Iatadan elkena prat. Ma prat before shamatchas, gold is a metal. Af kol shamatchas, only metals can be made to menorah. Umar, Rebbe holds that we learn it this way. Vasisa menorah is a klal. Zov tar prat, mikshat tasa menorah. So he learns that it's again klal prat to klal at the dalak prat prat. Ma prat is a dovah choshev. Af kol dovah choshev. And that's why only silver, which is considered a significant type of material, is kosher to use for menorah. Anything else is not. And the way I saw that the Achronim explained this Gemara, that this Gemara is to be understood, when we learn a klal prat to klal, and it has to be ke'en a prat, the question is, how do we understand this? Says the Gemara further. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Papa, Sami didach mikami didi. Take away your opinion And from my opinion, everybody, he says, will agree a menorah made out of any material, any metal material, it's kosher. Their only machloikis is about a wood. The Tanya, kli yishar shasah shel eitz. If you have a kli sharas that's made out of wood, Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe says it's not kosher. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Makshi says it's kosher. Says the Gemara, but Michael Mufki, what is the basis of the machloikis? Says the Gemara, this is a machloikis that comes up often in Shas. When we have a pasuk that is stated in the format that the psukim that we're learning, there's two different approaches of how to understand the pasuk. It can be understood as a klal a prat. It can be understood as a ribui miut. A klal a prat, when we have a klal a prat defines the klal. When we explain it with a ribui a miut, the miut is not defining the klal. The miut is coming to exclude things, but it doesn't come to be so strong as defining the klal. So again, defining the klal. So says the Gemara, that is the machlokes over here. Rebbe, when he's faced with such a pasuk, explains it in a klal a prat fashion. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, when he's faced such a pasuk, darsh Rebbe miute. Gemara explains itself. Rebbe darsh klal a prat, vasisa menorah klal. Zov tar is a prat. Mishatasa menorah chaz v'klal. Klal a prat to prat. Klal u prat to klal. Iyata dar elken a prat. Ma a prat mefurish shamatchis. It has to be made out of gold or metal. I've called shamatchis. Only a metal could be used for the menorah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, darish ribi miti. Vasisa menorah riba. Zav tar miit. Mishatasa menorah chaz v'riba. Riba miit. Riba akol. On my ribi kol mila. On my mit, the only thing that's excluded is cheres, because cheres is always considered the least significant material. Ask the Gemara. So according to this, all materials besides cheres are fine. So says the Rebbe Rabbi Yossi, Adrab, some nidach mikam didi. You should take away where you're learning the machlokes, and they're arguing by all types of metals. Says Maloy Sakadatach. The Tanya Ein Loizav, the Brisa says explicitly, if there is no gold available to make a menorah, maybe Avshal Kesa brings silver, Shal Nechosh is copper, Shal Basil, metal, Shal Bedil, tin, Aferis, lead. Rabbi Yosef Maksha Avshal Eitz, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that even out of a menorah made out of wood is fine. The Tanya Yidach now teaches us to Gemara another Brisa. The Brisa says, Lo yasa odom, bayis tavnas heichel. You shouldn't make a home with the actual measurements of the heichel, the kodesh of the base of Migdosh. You shouldn't have it the same length, width, and height. Achsadra, there were a place with three walls, which was like the ulam. And even though as the Rishonim say, that the Ulam really had four walls. But since the fourth wall was the wall of the door, and since the fourth wall was the wall of the door, so it always looked open, so that's why don't make something like that. The Pasuk says, from here we learned that a person is not allowed to make any image that is found in Shemayim, like the Malachim, the Srofim, and the Chayis HaKodesh. And we're not allowed to make anything that is in this world that looks like something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to service him. Says the Gemara, Chatzar Keneged Azara, one should not build a chatzar like the Ezra's Kahanim that they had by the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, one should not build a shulchan in his home like the shulchan that was in the base of Migdash, menorah k'neg menorah, avalosim shel chamisha, you can't make a menorah with five branches, shel shisha with six branches, v'shel shmona with eight branches, because as we began our shir, the menorah was made from seven branches, v'shel shiva lo yasa, v'afil v'sher min matchas. We're not allowed to make it even out of other types of metal. Rabbi Yosef Yehudaimer, avshleitz, even wood cannot be used to make a menorah. K'derech shalsa malchus beis chashmonai, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the malchus beis chashmonai made a menorah out of wood. So we see that even a wood menorah is kosher. Amalai, misham raya, you can't bring a raya for what happened over there. Why not? Shvudim shabazul haya. The way that menorah was made, it was really made out of metal branches, for chippim v'batz, and then they coated them with lead. Ishiru, when they got, with tin, Ishiru, when they got wealthier, or some kesef, they made them into silver, and then chaz v'shir b'shel zov. That's the gear so we have. Others have not bats, that it was made out of tin, but their girsu was that it was not that it was made out of eights, that it was made out of wood. There are many halachas that we learned from here. Of course, one of the halachas that we just learned and is very important is that you're not allowed to have a menorah with seven branches. The question that many poskim ask is, what happens if you have a menorah, an electric menorah? Can you have electric menorah made out of seven? Made out of seven pieces, and their poskim that say made out of seven branches, that many suggest that it's okay, because the whole thing of a menorah is that it has a cup on top. This doesn't have cups on top, it has electric bulbs, and we could be more lenient. Furthermore, the poskim say, so a regular candelabra should not have seven branches. And when we say it shouldn't have seven branches, even though the menorah that was made in the Beis HaMikdash was one straight menorah, and if you can have a candelabra which is round, the poskim say you should still not have a candelabra that carries, has in it seven candles. So even if it's not made for oil, even if it's made for candles, again, even though in the Beis HaMikdash they used oil to light the menorah. But Rav Ozner is lenient and make and having a menorah and having a chandelier. If you have a chandelier with seven candles, even if they're oil candles, certainly he would be lenient with electric bulbs. There is room to be lenient. Our Gemara was very strict that one is not allowed to make a Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to do anything to imitate the Beis HaMikdash to the Klei HaMishkan. There is a question in the Paiskim. What is the halacha if you're doing so, and the reason that you're doing so is in order that it should be l'slamed? People are learning Pashas Truma, Pashas Tetzava, and they want to make the Kelei Mishkan just to learn. So there's a machlaikis rishonim. Some rishonim say, but if you're doing it leslamid, we could be more lenient. And there are other paiskim that are more machmer, and they say the pasuk says that you're not allowed to make it, and therefore you should never make it, and therefore it should never be made exactly the way it was made in the base of Mikdash, where the Mishkan were constructed. Amishmu Mishmei the Sava. Govish the Menorah, the height of the Menorah, was Shemana Sutvachim, 18 Tvachim. Haruglayim, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara tells us how we get to this number. Haraglayim, the leg, v'aperach, and the flower that was on top of the shlosh tefachim. Then there were tefachayim chalok. Then there were two empty tefachim with nothing there. Then we have a tefach shabak gvir, the kafter, perach. Gvir is a cup. Kafter is a button. A perach is like ornamentation. And then you have tefachim chalok, two tefachim empty. Tefach, kafter, ushnei, konim, yotzu, menu. Then you have another tefach that you have a kafter on, and two branches stick out from it. Echad eilach, one to one side of the menorah. Echad eilach, and one to the other side of the menorah. Nim shochem, vayolim, kinegigov, shamarim. And those branches that come out from the stem of the menorah go all the way to the top of the menorah. Then you have tefach cholik. Then you have a tefach that's empty. And then you have a teftach kafter, and again, shnei kainim yotzim menu, two more branches, echad eilach v'echad eilach, v'mshachim la'olam k'negi govish l'menorah, going up all to the way to the height of the menorah. And then you have tefach chalak, again a tefach empty, and then you have a tefach kaftar, again another button. Then you have tefachim chalak, two empty tefachim. We've already accounted for 15 tefachim. The shtarim shloisha tefachim, and now we're left with 15 tefachim. Shebehen shloisha gvim v'kafta v'ferach. We had shloisha gvim v'kafta v'ferach, which take up 18 tefachim, and that's how the 18 tefachim are accounted for. Gvim l'mehem doimim says, how did the gvim look? Says the Gemara, k'neged kaisus alek tzraim, like the cups that are made in Mitzrayim, long and narrow. Kaftarim l'mam daimim. What do the kaftarim look like? K'min tapuche akrasayim. Round apples that come from the place called Karsi. Prochim l'mam daimim. What about the flowers? K'goyim prochim amudim. That we find sometimes on beams, they draw flowers. V'nimtzu gvim esrim v'shnayim. There were 22 gvim. Kaftarim achar asar. Prochim tisha. Gvim akm zazah. If you don't have all the gvim, then it's not kosher. Kaftarim akm zazah. Prochim akm zazah. And each one you have to have the entire amount that you have to have. And furthermore, gvim, kaftarim, prochim, makm zazah, that you have to have all of them. So it means from each one you have to have it. And also with the numbers. There's an interesting question, machlokes achronim, and that is, if you have a menorah, we're learning that you're not allowed to copy the menorah. What was the halacha with, if you make a menorah that looks like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, but you don't have the gaftarim, gvim, and prochim? Will it be kosher or not? He says that, so there's a machlok, the Rav Kiv Eger, the Gra's opinion is that that it's considered a problem, and you can't make a menorah zav even without the kaftarim, prochim, and gvim. He says that they're not kosher. But then I saw the Bechor Shor has a very interesting approach. As we said at the beginning of our shir, there were two halachas when we speak about the menorah. On one hand, when we speak about the menorah, we speak about a menorah. And then we speak about the menorah and how the menorah has to look. And then we speak about a menorah as being mekayim, the mitzvahs, hadlokas neiros. All of these halachas that we speak about are regarding the halacha of the menorah. But there's also halacha of hadlokas neiros. And halacha of hadlokas neiros doesn't have all these requirements. And therefore, making menorah even that way is a problem. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says one should not make a menorah with seven branches, even if it does not made out of gold, and even if it does not gvim, kaftarim, or frochim. And explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, says only if it's a not gold menorah. Since, as we're learning in our shir, the Gemara differentiated between a menorah made out of gold and a menorah made out of other materials. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that when it's made out of gold, then the halacha is that if it doesn't have gvim, kaftarim, frochim, it wouldn't be a kosher menorah. And therefore, you can make a gold menorah seven branches as long as it doesn't have gvim, kaftarim, frochim. Whereas the menorah that's made out of other materials that we learned in our shir is acceptable. There it's acceptable without gvim, kaftarim, and afrochim. The Bechor Shor, as we just explained, even menorah that's not made out of gold, says the halacha would be that if it's missing gvim, kaftarim, afrochim, and under all circumstances, you should not make a seven-branch menorah. Because even though it's not kosher as a menorah, it is kosher to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros. The Tferes Moshe Paskins, that one could use a seven-branch menorah if it was manufactured by a non-Jew. And the Pesach Tshuva, and the Mishnah Chachamim says, if it's not made for oil, there's room for leniency. Pesach Tshuva says it doesn't make a difference if it's used for oil or for candles. You should not have a seven-branched menorah.